Big highlight from this week, Senator, is the governor's annual budget address, the state of the state for the lawmakers.
It is. That's always an event we look forward to, and I guess this will be my last one and 16th official one. And then when I worked up here for a year and a half or so, always listened in or attended that. I've always thought the same thing about the governor. When he first took over as governor, I thought, well, he'll do a good job. You know, I've known quite a while before either one of us were in the legislative body, served within the House, served in the Senate, and as the lieutenant governor presided over in the Senate. He's done a great job, not just a good job. He's far exceeded expectations, even though I knew he'd do well, but he's done a great job. And he proved it again with his state of the state the other night, how he handled himself, the class that he did it with, highlighting some of our accomplishments that we've done in the past and telling us where the future is going to go, and asking everybody to stick together and work together. So that was incredible. And in the end, he gave a real tribute to his wife. Went off script, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. She was a single mother with two kids and more or less adopted him, I think, and raised him to make him what he is today. But he did talk about the budget. Very conservative budget. Hopes to leave $100 million on the bottom line if something else does come along. If we have a flood, need it for roads, need it for this. You don't want to have a savings account and use taxpayers' dollars to do it, but you want to be prepared to be able to take care of the citizens of Missouri should that happen. He's reorganized our economic development, which has been tremendously successful, in all the other departments, and he's going to continue the reorganization and make us more efficient up here, government more efficient. We've attracted $5 billion in private investments into Missouri since he's taken over, gained 40,000 new jobs. We rank now 7th in the nation for small business wage growth, which is great. Just lots of good things, jumps 10 spots, and now in the top 15 for business and site selections. That USDA agency moved to Kansas City, which he had a lot to do with, and others up there, congressional delegation and everything. That's just huge, bringing that agency to Kansas City, which is the heart of the agricultural community in the Midwest instead of D.C. D.C. probably doesn't know a lot about cows or pigs or corn or anything like that, so that is important to get it out where it's with the people. I'm going to carry a bill for him this year dealing with workforce development and training. Start at the school level. We'll be getting that filed here shortly and working with him. The second in the nation for apprenticeships. Federal government's trying to learn some from it. I thought that was quite a deal. We did fully fund the formula last year, and we're going to do it again this year. Going to help with transportation some more. School transportation. Trying to go for an increase in higher ed. It's the first one since the recession we had 10 years ago, 12 years ago, however long it's been, so that's a good thing. Going to invest some more in infrastructure, which is incredibly important if we want to keep people coming to Missouri to build their factories, to ship through here. The bridge, deficient bridges that we've got in the state, we're making a real dent in those. Getting Northwest Missouri back with the flooding damage, all the damage done up there, what all we've done there. We're all Missourians and we need to take care of each other. MoDOT has helped us with over $1 billion in transportation projects, and money from the feds have been so important helping us secure. And they know where Missouri's at now. They know that we're eager to work with them, eager to help. The Roachport Bridge is a good example of that. Everything we're doing there. Public safety. The governor made a point of telling people, and I have to get hundreds of emails, you know, don't take our guns away. The governor is not going to take away your guns. Legislative body is not going to take away anybody's guns. They are going to work on crime reform, trying to do some things there. He's had meetings, numerous meetings with mayors of the state of Missouri, especially the Springfield area, Kansas City, St. Louis, Columbia. I know they're all involved in that. Trying to fight crime, and whenever St. Louis is what, number one in the nation for murders, and Kansas City's number three. That's not good for drawing industry and people to Missouri. So the governor's fully committed to that, working with that, doing some real things that are really great. So the state of the state was outstanding, and then to close it like he did, giving tribute to his wife and contributed his success to her.
Real work starts for the Senate Appropriations Committee, and technically already has, with one hearing under the belt now.
Yeah, I had a meeting on a bill in another meeting. I had to chair a meeting next door to that, and then the probes too. So a lot going on. So we're hitting the ground running, not having to appoint new people to committees, changing much as far as on the Senate side. It's let us start doing things, positive things a lot earlier, and staying positive with our fellow people up here, whether it be the same party, the opposite party, all working together, which the governor emphasized, but that's what we've got to do for the state of Missouri. Well, that's what we're up here for, not partisan stuff or something like that, just trying to do what we think is right for the state of Missouri.